Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Zvachim, Perik Tes Mishnah Beis, Ve'elu im Alu Loi Yeredu. Here's the list of things that although they weren't supposed to have been put up on the Mizbeach, when they do go up, they're supposed to stay there. First item on the list, Halon. Lon means to spend the night. How do you say hotel? Malone. Molon. Place where you spend the night. Here by Karbonis is not such a good thing. Because we're talking about blood or amen of a carbon that became puzzle because they were left outside the Mizbeach past the time that you were allowed to do the Avodah. That would be the blood after the sun sets and the Amram after the sun comes up. So you're not supposed to put it up on the Mizbeach, but if it does go up on the Mizbeach, it stays there. V'ha Tameh. And that which became Tameh. V'ha Yoytze. If it was taken outside of the Azara, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. V'anishchat chutz lezmanei v'chutz lemekoymoi. Or a carbon that was shechted with the kavana for it to be eaten after the time or outside the place where it was supposed to be eaten. V'shekiblu psulim, somebody who was possible for the Avaida was mekabel the dam, v'zarku es damai, or the dam was sprinkled or thrown by someone that's possible. Now, any Avaida, besides for Shechita, if it's not done by a kosher kayan, it's possible. Weiter sagt die Mishnah. In regard to these that we just mentioned, everyone agrees. They're possible, but if they go up, they don't come down. Here's a list of things that there's a machlokes about. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shenishchata b'layla, if a carbon was shechted at night." Now all the blood of Avodas, Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, it has to be performed by day. Do the Avodah at night, it's possible. So a carbon that's shechted at night can't be put up on the Mizbeach. Or Shenishbach Hezdama, it's blood spilled. Now remember, the blood that shoots out of the animal's neck has to be caught in a keli, in a klisharis. If it spills on the floor, it can't be used. Or v'shiyatza dama chutz l'kloyim. Kloyim are the curtains around the Azara and the Mishkan. If the blood went past those curtains, in other words, it was taken outside of the Azara, in these cases, Rabbi Yehuda holds im also, even if it already went up, teire, that has to be taken off. It should come down. The Pasuk says about Tanur explains, zois tairas ha'ayla, he ha'ayla, zois he ha'ayla. Three times the Torah is emphasizing only a good ayla. It, this, it. And that comes to be memayit. If it was shechted at night, if the blood spilled, or if the blood went out of the azar. In these cases, it can't go up on the Mizbech. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon, I'm a loy seret. No. In these three cases, nishchata balayla, nishbach es dama, or v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klayim, added to the previous list of halon v'atami v'ayayitza v'nishchat chutz l'zmani v'chutz l'makayim v'shekiblu psulim v'zarku es dama, added to that list, loy seret. It's not supposed to go up on the Mizbech, but if it goes up, don't take it off. Reb Shimon darshins the pasuk, Zois Toira Sa'ila, Toira Achas, L'chal Ha'ilim. All Oilas have the same halacha. Im Alu Loi Yerdu. And this is Rabbi Shimon's rule. Shahaya Rabbi Shimon Omer. Because Rabbi Shimon Paskin. Koil Shepsuloi Bakoidesh. Any carbon that became possible during the Avoida in the Azara. Hakoidesh Mekabloi. Even though it's possible, but the Mizbech accepts it. In other words, this should have been a good carbon, but someone did something wrong. Somebody botched, didn't treat it properly, took it out. All these cases we just said. The Mizbeach accepts it. The person has to bring another carbon, but we don't take it off the Mizbeach. However, loy haya psuli b'kodesh, a carbon whose psul didn't happen during the Avodah, this carbon became possible even before it came to the Azara, ain't a kodesh mekabla. Then taka the Mizbeach won't accept it. Meaning to say, even if it goes up, it has to come down. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Tes Mishnah Beis. A carbon that wasn't processed in time, that's called halon. It means it becomes possible belina by spending the night. V'hatame, or was taken outside of the Azara, or the kayan shechted it thinking chutz lezmanai or chutz lemekaymai, it automatically becomes possible. People that were possible were makabel dedam or zoyrik dedam. That for sure. Although it's not supposed to go up, if it does go up, it stays there. Where we have a machloikis is in regard to a carbon that was shechted at night, the blood spilled onto the floor. In other words, it wasn't received in a keli as it came out of the animal's neck, or the blood left the azara. Rabbi Huda says he dashes it from a pasik, that if it goes up in the mizbech, it has to come down. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon's rule is, kol shepsulay bakaydash, any carbon that was brought to the azara, when it was kasha, and it became pasul because of something that happened, when that goes up in the mizbech, it stays there. If the psul happened beforehand, even if it goes up, the mizbech is not makabel, it does not stay there. The Etzim Rabbi Yehuda agrees with this rule as well, it's just that he darshans from the psukim that the exceptions are those three things of nishchita balayla, nishbach dama, or if the blood left the azara.